Now I'm the kind of girl who has too much to say.
What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Lauren Anderson, and you are listening to I've Got a Song for That, a podcast where we dive into what it actually takes to work in the music business.
My best, but I can't stop myself.
I am so excited to share today's episode. We are chatting with Rachel Rodriguez and Janelle Means. They are two incredible powerhouses, like insane. They both have such an incredible career, so much knowledge, and they're putting it together. They just started a company called Magenta Expressions, which is a performance and life coaching company, and they are basically taking all of their wealth of information and paying it forward to anybody who's just looking for some feedback, anybody who's new and, you know, doesn't know where to start, or maybe somebody who's been doing this for a while and is just like plateaued and you want some just like extra help. Like, these ladies, they're incredible. I do want to apologize that this was the first Zoom interview that was a group interview, and my internet decided to just be the worst. So I apologize for the sound quality. That is entirely my fault. And also, because I was just so excited to chat with these ladies, the interview starts off with just kind of a casual conversation, but I wanted to keep it in there before I introduce them because I felt like it just really tied into kind of what they're doing, and it gives a little bit of a backstory about why they're doing what they're doing, and I thought that it was a really interesting piece of the puzzle. So without further ado, let's get into it.
How are you? How's Sophia doing? Is she ready?
She is ready. She is ready. I don't know if Mom is ready, but she's ready.
Oh. Wait, what's going on? I want to know.
My daughter is in a theater, two theater productions this month.
Wow.
But opening night is tonight for one of them.
Aww.
So I've been a stage mom for the past 2 months with her, just between her rehearsal schedule and my rehearsal schedules and her performances and mine, it's just been like, oh.
Yeah. Wait, how old is she?
12.
So, oh my God. Yeah. So she's probably just starting to get into that, like, I don't know, crazy season of like really trying to do things that she loves to do and like doesn't have time to do probably. That's
discovering all the things. Yeah, we had a little meltdown yesterday, but it was just like, oh, I don't know when I'm gonna get my homework done, and I'm like, it's all right.
Yeah.
Let's prioritize and think about what needs to be done first.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Is she your oldest, youngest? I know you've got a couple kids.
She's my
right?
oldest. My youngest, Luca, is 8.
Oh,
yes, cute family.
I love
it. And Sophia sings so good. She really does.
So does she want to be, like, does she want to do what you're doing, Rachel?
You know, I don't know exactly. Maybe not what I'm doing. She really does love performing, though. And,
okay.
But she says she wants to write plays. So she loves the theater. And the Theater Bug actually just announced yesterday they're going to start offering a youth, like, playwright program so that they can start developing, you know, creatives. In fact, because the show that's being done today was written by a student.
Okay. I was like, tell me this person's not 12.
No, she's 17 or 18, though.
But still, and yeah, wow.
Can you imagine, like, writing, like, a screenplay, like, and then having it fully produced?
Like, I don't even understand, first of all, how adults do stuff like that. Like, when you think about operas, too, like, anything that's just such a project. But then also, like, at 18, I was too, like, obsessed with boys and, like, insecure. You know what I mean? Like, I was too focused on other things that didn't matter. Like, that's impressive, man.
Really impressive.
That's very, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what a great... I mean, the mentorship and the guidance to be able to, you know, they've tweaked it and she was there for the whole auditioning process and the rewrites and the stage design, set design, like everything. She had a say in all of it, but was guided through the entire process. So, I mean, it's amazing to be like graduate of high school. Yes, I have a produced play. Like, really? I'm an accomplished playwright. Like, well, I can't even imagine.
Right. And also, like, I don't know. I love to seeing like more young women step up into those leadership roles because I just don't feel like, not that there weren't strong female leaders like back when we were all kids, but it just wasn't as common. So like for a high school girl to feel like she has the like autonomy and the knowledge and the confidence to step in that role, like that's fucking awesome. Like that's beautiful.
I mean, it really is. And that's for those reasons we're really lucky to be in a place like Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, that really has those things and, you know, and for those special programs, those special, and the girl that the artistic director and the founder of the company is called the Theater Bug. And, Corey is just amazing. She's I'm a fangirl. It's so funny because they asked me to be on the board. I'm on the board for the theater company this year. But, you know, I was like, when she called me, she's like, I'm such a fan of yours, Rachel. I'm like, what? I'm such a fan of yours. I'm like, stalk you. She goes, no, I stalk you.
Oh.
You know, it's so funny. But I said, because 90% of what they do is all, that's what makes the Theater Bug so special, is it's mostly original work. So Corey, she writes all of the plays and all of the music, not just the scripts, but the music. So, and when they put on a show, it is no joke. I mean, it is the real, real deal. And so, and again, like you said, with the females and the women, like when she asked me to, you know, support the organization and so much in alignment, you know, using her art to have something to say, to encourage the youth.
Yeah.
And, but not only that, like she's a writer, she's a musician, she's an artist, she's female, she's a boss, you know what I mean? Like all those things that we are. So support in some way, you know, I'm like, my plate's full, but I really believe in what you're doing. And my daughter's involved and, you know, I'm like, I will find a way to make it happen.
I love that. I love that. Well, okay. So I guess before we jump too far down that topic. So you are Rachel Rodriguez, and then we've got Janelle Means here. Did I pronounce everybody's names correctly, first off?
Yes, ma'am.
I find a way to butcher things no matter what, all the time. I'm excited to chat with you ladies because you guys first of all, you guys are just incredible musicians. I was reading a little bit about both of you guys and your careers, and you've done some very cool things. Both of you are just doing the most, and I'm obsessed with it. But then you guys also just started Magenta Expressions. You started that last year, correct?
We did a soft launch.
Okay,
COVID.
Seriously. So has this been a project? I guess tell everybody a little bit about the overall, like what this company is, but then was it something that had been in the works for a while and then COVID hit? Was that kind of the storyline of the company?
Yeah, we talked about it before COVID had even started. Mm-hmm. And we both, I think probably the initial conversation happened when we were at a filming. Was it Whiskey?
It was the Wild Horse. We were doing background vocals for a showcase. Young lady was showcasing for some label.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, and there that we noticed while we were there that made us realize, you know, we, you know, can help people with knowing how to handle themselves on stage and all the ins and outs of preparing yourself as an artist and a performer and or creative. And that's kind of how it started from there, because I think we both just have a passion to help people, and we want to help people get to be their authentic selves and not try to be other people, you know, and get comfortable in who they are and provide resources for them.
That's very cool. Okay, so then it launched kind of a soft launch last year, I saw, and then, or I guess it's COVID and that, but then you guys officially had a launch, about a month ago, correct? In early March. And then so basically the whole concept of the company is to like you said, help people? Is it mainly performing, or is it kind of just coming into your own as an artist? Is it geared towards women, or is it anybody that wants, you know, to kind of seek help from you guys? Tell me a little bit more about that.
I think it naturally lends itself to performers and women for certain reasons, and we can talk about that more in depth. But I mean, it's really open to anybody. I mean, honestly, because as we said, like I had mentioned it in the launch too, I mean, you think of every day of our lives, we're performing, whether you're a performer or not, you're auditioning for a job. An executive is leading a team meeting every Friday morning. He's standing in front of, or he or she, you know, are standing in front of, you know, a team of 5 or 12, and you want to keep them engaged, and you want to enunciate, and you want to, you know, make sure you're projecting your voice, and you want some engagement. So, I mean, we're performing all the time. Yeah. We don't think about it as performing. People think, oh no, you know, or anybody that is a speaks at conferences or I mean, anybody, they don't have to be singing or dancing. They're, they're performing. They're standing in front of people. They're talking out loud. They're having to use a microphone. They're having to, you know, figure out how to be confident in front of these people. So I, to me, but I think naturally because of what we do, but there is no, no, it's only for women, or no, it's only for, you have to be a performer, because it's not just performance. It's, you know, life coaching as well, and sharing our experiences, and building value systems, and a good support, and friendships, and, you know, all of those things that we all have in any kind of profession.
Well, and I think that that's such a good point too. Like, for example, I went to a friend's show last night, and I wasn't performing. I was there in support and to, like, you know, meet other people and network. And that's even kind of a performance. You know what I mean? Like, you have to show up to these, even if you're just there to, like, make friends and support people, like, you have to show up and kind of, like, present yourself in a certain way, you know what I mean? And not be an asshole and be nice and, you know, and, but it's true. Like, everything really is kind of a performance. I think that's a, I've never thought of it that way, but it's so true.
That's a good thing you brought up, you know, have, that is a performance, you know, networking with people. And it's really just going back to just knowing, preparing yourself with knowing what to say, being prepared. As well, where's your business card? Already having that on hand, you know, and those are some of the things that we will tackle, you know, and try to discuss with.
And even like to the, like the elevator pitch of, like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody asks you what you're doing, like having a quick way to explain it that doesn't confuse somebody, you know, or you have the right verbiage. I feel like even that just, it's like, it takes a bunch of times messing up unless you have mentors like yourselves, you know, kind of coaching you. Okay. So I've seen both of you perform, so I have a really good idea, but what I, this is going to sound like an asshole way to form the question, but I think it's just a fun way to ask, what makes you guys experts on this? Like, tell us about, like, your, I want to hear more about your careers and what kind of led you guys to being in this position and starting this cool company.
I'm going to go ahead. I'll let you go first, Janelle.
Oh, and I think that's an excellent question. And, you know, and I hate to say that I'm an expert and stuff, because I always feel like I'm learning always. But I have, I will say I have learned a lot from just from different people over the years, and Rachel being one of those people that I've watched and learned from. You know, my experience is being in a cover band with a guy several years ago who actually passed away probably taught me the most about being on stage and performing, because we did dance routines. We sang. I danced in heels, which was not what I would have done anymore. But but yeah, you know, I learned how to, you know, memorize music, perform in front of people, and get comfortable with just being who I am, and just being okay with performing different songs in front of people, whether it's a wedding or a corporate band or a frat party. But, you know, and you learn all the ins and outs of that. We learn how to help them vote in and, you know, get the mics together and do sound check, you know, all these different things that, you know, I didn't know before, you know, and still was learning stuff after that. But I realized after that and being more comfortable and seeing how other people needed that assistance and wanted that assistance with being able to get more comfortable on stage. And so I learned different people, different musicians, and then my background with counseling, which now coaching, you know, just all of that, those experiences, you know, helped me to see where I can help people and definitely feel like it'll be a vital part of this together.
Rachel, before I get to your answer, Janelle, I'm curious if you could go back to that girl, you know, who's singing in those cover bands and wearing heels and like nervous about everything, and tell her something. What would you have told her?
Oh gosh, I would have just told her to just, you've got this. Don't worry out there. I think me and Rachel always say there's going to be that a little bit of nervousness, I think, anytime you get on stage. But I mean, just go for it. You know, this is your time. You have one life to live. Just go for it. Just do it.
I love that. I love that. I feel like confidence really is like, at least for me, it's like the main thing. And I agree. I think a lot of people I've talked to, confidence is the number one thing. You know, and confidence really, it doesn't come from anything but that internal voice you have. You know, you have to just stop telling yourself all those negative things, because nobody's going to do it for you. You have to kind of just, you have to get there on your own. I think that's really, I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rachel, tell me about what makes you an expert. No, Lord. Such a sassy question.
I know, that's the minute you say you're a coach or a mentor, I'm like, ooh. I know. For me, I mean, I continue to learn. I've been blessed to have a lot of good, great mentors and role models in my life. And even bad ones are good ones.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
You know, even bad ones, you're learning, okay, that's not a good approach. So they're also teaching you as well. So as my dad, I mean, I was blessed to be born into a musical family. Mm-hmm. And so my dad has a beautiful voice. He plays bass and plays guitar. And he and my uncle had a band together. Mm-hmm. And they sang Tejano, Tex-Mex, mariachi music. So initially... And then they went into country music, and at the time, like 70s music, like the Eagles, all the soft rock, yacht rock type, you know, classic stuff. I watched them morph into, you know, what the times called for, what the locations called for, because now they're not in South Texas and they're in Michigan, have a different audience. Yeah. But my dad taught me everything that I know about music, and basic things that you would not learn in school. And he would, you know, so I learned to sing harmony young, listening to them, my uncle and my dad sing all the time, and how to be in a band, and how to interact, how to lead a band, and how to be a part of the band and not separate yourself while the singer's out front and the band is here and you never look behind you or, you know, communicate or look side to side and give signs and all of that. So, I mean, early on. And some of my favorite and hardest lessons I learned was, I would sing with him. I'd go to the clubs and sing, and I'd have my list. I'd have my set, my Rachel songs. And then my dad would be like, okay, Rach, are you ready? You know, next song's going to be yours. I'm like, okay. So he finished singing and he says, okay, Rachel, you ready? And I'd be looking over my list and I'm looking, and then he'd call off another tune and he'd start singing. And I'm like, I thought it was my turn the next time around. He's like, you weren't ready. You weren't ready. No. You need to be three songs ahead.
Yeah.
No, I just came out, you know, and that happened about two or three other times that night where he just cut me off. And then finally I was like, okay, I'm going to do Stand By Your Man in the key of G. And he's like, okay, count it off. Count it off. Look at the drummer and count it off. And I was like, and so then, you know, and then we had a big discussion and he's like, so you have to be three songs deep. You have to think, did I sing a ballad? Did I sing a fast song? If I did two fast songs and they're dancing, you better do a slow song and be ready to call it and be ready to talk to the band and be ready to, like, all of these things. It's like, don't just be standing up there looking pretty. You have a job to do.
I love that, man. Papa coming in, and giving you some tough love. I love it.
I mean, and know your keys and know the time. Is it shuffle? Is it a waltz? Is it, you know, fast? Is it, what is it going to be? And make sure that everybody on the stage heard you, that you're going to do it in the key of A, or you're going to do it, you know, because you sing a lot of men songs. So you're not going to do it in the original key. Right. So be aware of that and communicate that. And if you're going to repeat something or tag something or go to the chorus, because we didn't practice a whole lot, so you need to talk to the band. Don't be afraid to talk to the band. If the drummer gives you the wrong tempo, it's not his fault, it's yours, because you're the one singing. So he just, I mean, and this, I learned this from at 10. I mean, I started, you know, and anytime I got to sing with the band, he'd be like, okay, well, tell them what you're going to sing. Make sure they can hear you back there. So,
So that story happened when you were 10?
No, that story happened because at the time I was like in clubs. That story happened when I remember we were at the Colonial Bar in Lansing, Michigan. And, we used to play there a lot, like a lot, actually, quite a few times a month. I was probably 18, maybe 17, 18. So, yeah. And so just things like that, the things about not, I mean, really knocked the diva out of me at a young age too.
I love it.
Be packing up. And because, and though in Michigan, it may be different now, but nobody has backline, not like you just plug in and go here. Right. So at the end of the night, I'd be going, getting ready to get in the car. He goes, where do you think you're going? To in the van. He's like, I don't expect you to carry the PA or the speakers, but you can roll up some cords and you can put the microphones away. He's like, you're part of the band too. You're not a prince.
Dude, I love your dad.
So, like, just basic things, you know, that I've sat in enough jams to see. I'm like, oh, she's going to tell them a song that they're not going to know, and it's going to be a train wreck. And guess what? That's exactly what happened. So just, you know, going through that and being with a lot of different bands. Been around it my whole life, really. Yeah. And then, you know, meeting, like, I have a friend here, John Prestia, who's become a mentor to me. Mm-hmm. He's like my second dad. I always call him my second dad. And I've learned, it's like he picked up where my dad left off. Like now more of the Nashville way and more of the industry way. So I have taken all of that and then combined it with what I've learned from, you know, current industry professionals and, you know, just kind of piecing all that together and applying it, you know, so... just a lot of experience, a lot of it, good and bad. Yeah. You know, like I said, even the bad stuff, you learn a lot from or bad people or bad interactions and things like that.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Rachel, I would ask you the question I asked Janelle of what would you tell yourself, but it sounds like you had such a role model in your dad that he was probably telling you everything. You know what I mean? Was there anything else that if you could go back to the 18-year-old or even 10-year-old you, when you were getting going on everything, that you wish you'd known?
I was just really, really lucky, like you said, that I was in it all the time. Like it was in my house and it was on the weekends and it was, you know, and the people that came to the house and, you know, other musicians. And so I was just really, really lucky that I was in it in an everyday type of way, you know? And I just had an interest for it at a young age. I don't think, because before I would say, you know, pay attention and listen, you know. But I was so interested in it and I loved it so much. I just was always like, what's going on? What's going on? You know? And because to me, that's the thing. I just listen and learn.
Oh, no.
Pay attention.
I'm getting an echo again. So I always sang, but I don't know. I think it's funny. It's fun to hear other people's like kind of first stories because like, it's so true. So I sang and everything, but I didn't really start doing like rock shows and like running a band until like my late 20s, probably. You know, I'd been doing other types of performing, and so it's just a whole different ballgame. And I remember the first band I was in, it was a cover band, and I was just like, I sang a couple songs, probably kind of like what you were doing with your dad, where like your dad's running it, but you're stepping up and leading a couple songs. So I played keys and I sang a couple songs, and I remember our first gig. Like, it was some like dinky little like private Halloween party in like a garage. Like, there were 10 people there. Like, it wasn't a big deal. And I was so nervous. And I got there and I like, you know, we are about to start. And I lean over and I whisper to the lead singer. And I was like, okay, so we've got all the music down, but like, what do we say between the songs? And I was like, I was terrified because like, I didn't know, you know what I mean? But it's so like, it had never been something I thought about. And it was like, I don't know. I just think it's a matter of like, I wish somebody had been there to give me some guidance, but I also needed to just be thrown into the mix and learn the hard way. It's kind of, you know what I mean? You kind of need both sides of it a little bit, you know, and he laughed at me and, you know, and I'll never forget this. And, but now, you know, I'm a better person for it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember that day with my dad, like just fuming. I was just like, I thought it was my turn. Right. Why do you even have me here if you're not going to let me sing? Yeah. And he's like, well, you know, but I think it's like anything else. You have to fight for your spot, you know?
Yeah. Yes, you do. You do. Yeah. And I feel like, go ahead, Janelle.
Well, no, I was just going to say, where you are and the location, the event itself and the type of crowd you're in is going to depend on all. And just like we've always said, more practice.
Yeah.
The more comfortable you get with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's so true. And I think that you learn to read the room. And like you said, then depending on the audience, that kind of caters into what song you should play next. What are they responding to? You know, similar to you, Janelle, I have a background in counseling. I know I have a master's in music therapy. And so I feel like even though I'm not practicing that anymore, I take that to every show. Because you're literally reading people and kind of what do they need right now musically? What, you know what I mean? Like it's a different kind of therapy almost. You're interact. Yeah. Everything is a live show. You know, it's a live being.
Mindfulness and emotional intelligence is so important.
Yeah.
Then realize it a lot of times. Like people just want to go down their set list, but they're not really into what the crowd needs. Yeah. Like somebody comes. When everybody's turned up on Uptown Funk, and then the next person says, "Well, I want to hear Ain't No Sunshine." Well, this is not the time to do it.
Well, let's come back to that. I love the song, but no.
Yeah, ease your way back into that. Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that comes with experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. You gotta do it, but you know, you also need mentors like yourselves to kind of like help give you that feedback or like shine that mirror on what you're doing. You know what I mean? Cause sometimes I'll get down and I'll do a show and I'll be like, man, I killed it. And then my dad, for example, he's not a musician, but he's like one of my biggest fans, and he'll come up and he'll give me thoughts on like what could have gone better. And at first I'm like, damn it, dad, I'm on this high. Like, can I just have a moment? But then I'm like, no, thank you. Because you need, you know, that way next time we can do it better. You know, what does a session, if somebody came to you guys and booked a session, what does that look like?
Well, the first thing is if they reach out to us, you know, they may reach out to us through Instagram or Facebook, or they may heard about us through someone else, or we may, and then contact them to let them know about it. And then we do our like intake form that they fill out, which is form just kind of giving us the basics of what their needs are and their basic information. And then we have them to fill out what we call our welcome packet, which is more detailed. It goes into a lot more answers for them to respond, more questions for them to respond to, so we can know which way we need to go with it, because it's a very individual. And, you know, we might be working with singer, but then we might be working with someone who does spoken word, or somebody, you know, in a totally different bracket. So, and then, you know, we'll know how to proceed from that. So
I love that. I think that there's a lot of kind of artist development type companies out there. And I think my number one pet peeve is when it's just a all size fits one. you know, you like, I feel like that's the number one indicator that a company is just taking your money, because it's just not the case. Everybody knows it has, comes from a different background and has different experiences trying to do different things. No one career, no two careers look the same. So I think it's really cool that you guys start with like getting a huge detailed, like information of people's history, you know?
Yeah.
So then what, yeah, go ahead, Rachel.
Oh no. And then I think a lot of artist development, I mean, and I think going through, and this is where I think the, not so much the performance coaching, but the life coaching aspect comes into it, mm-hmm. is really digging deep into that person and where they're coming from and developing them further. And they might not even realize who they are. Yeah. You know how sometimes we, when we're in the thick of it, we can't even see for ourselves or whether we're in a bad relationship or made a bet because we're in it. But from the outside, and somebody can kind of guide you. So by doing that welcome packet, we learn a lot from them, and then we'll start asking questions, and then they'll be like, yeah, I never really, you know? Yeah. And so we kind of grow from there. And you know, that it, and it is funny that you say artist development, because we are developing an artist, and what kind of artist do they want to be? What do they want to say with their art?
Yeah.
And the main thing is, like Janelle says, we want everybody to be authentically themselves and whatever quirks or whatever it might be, because that's what makes you you. It's so individual. I think sometimes we think the things that make us quirky or off, you know, a little bit different, or really those are your strengths.
That's,
you know,
that's what's gonna let you find your people, I think, you know. And isn't it so funny how most, 9 times out of 10, our biggest issue is just getting out of our own way, you know? And maybe that ties into the confidence piece, but it's true, kind of, it takes a second for us to kind of come in and be comfortable with ourselves, especially when we're putting that out to the world, you know. Everybody needs a little help with that. But I do think also, too, I love that, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, but I know that the number one thing I always feel like I need is that external feedback of somebody who's in the business and can kind of just gently tell me what they're seeing and like how, you know what I mean? How am I presenting myself? So I feel like this is something that literally could be for anyone. I'm sure you guys feel that way, too. That's probably another like a reason why you started the company, too. No matter where you are in your career, you could use somebody coming in and kind of giving you that mentorship for sure.
Yeah. I think of like one person I know is a dynamic performer, but I could also see some things he could work on with what Rachel talked about, you know, knowing already the 3 songs that ahead, which songs you want to do next, and knowing what the keys are, knowing what to tell the band instead of, you know, kind of thinking about what song you might want to do next, you know, the band's just kind of like, you know, what are we going to do? Yeah. You know, getting comfortable with that, you know, so great performer, but you know, there are some things that he can get more comfortable with as far as communication.
Yeah, no, that's such a great point. I love that. Okay, well, so apparently Zoom is about to kick us out. So what else do you guys want people to know about this company? And where can we send them to come get more information?
You want to take that, Rachel? You want me to?
Go ahead, Janelle. You go, girl.
Well, they can email us at magentaexpression@gmail.com, or they can go to our Instagram or Facebook page, which is under the same name, Magenta Expression. But I think it's also important to let people know about the reaching out to the moms. I know Rachel may want to talk about that too. Those who may be dealing with being a parent and trying to be, you know.
When I said kind of geared toward women, for me, it's tough. I mean, and I really didn't have a lot of in my circle of mothers, wives, still trying to be very active in the music, and you're working every weekend and you're working evenings and childcare and how do I do this and do that and not have to sacrifice or give up one for the other. And still, you know, it's still a work in progress, but I really want to offer support and encourage people that are maybe trans, like, I really want to have a family, but I don't think if I can barely hang on now, how am I going to do it then? You can, and it's going to be hard. but you're going to have to rely on your friends. That's why building your support system, building authentic relationships, building people that will love you through thick and thin and be there to run to the store to get diapers because you're by yourself and your baby's sick, you know, that's really, really important. And so for me, I want to be able to encourage and support and people in that transition in their life and let them just be their cheerleader and say, you can do it. It's going to be hard, but you can do it, you know, because yeah. That's a part of who you are. And you don't want to stop doing that because it brings you joy.
Oh, I love that. My favorite quote, and I can't think of who it's from now, but my favorite quote is, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm saying it's going to be worth it. And I
love that.
Right? Yeah. The quick backstory is I was at a venue. I used to live in Kansas City. I was at Knuckleheads, which is a huge, really well-known venue. And I was there for a jam and I was nervous because there was people there that were really good. And I ran to the bathroom before I was called up, and that was carved in the door. And I was just like, I almost started crying.
You
I was like,
that message. Yes. Like, what timing. Wow.
Right. Like, it was like the universe just stepped in. It was like, and I've never forgotten it since then. And I think that it sounds like that's like exactly what you're doing. And then also so I'm not a mom, but I would like to be at some point. And I love that is such a strong like foundation in what you're doing with this company and your career, because we need more people like you who are being a mom and being a badass boss. You know what I mean? like we need more of it. We just do, hands down. And I just am so encouraged by, you know, anybody who's kind of taking the lead and paving your own way. And I don't know, I'm inspired. I think it's so cool.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It just, you know, it's something that's near and dear to my heart.
I love that.
And it's okay too. On the other way, you know,
yeah.
That's glorious that we have, because those before us really fought hard so that we could have the choice. You don't have to stay home.
Yes.
Go out there, travel the world. You do not have to be tied at home with the baby on your breast. But if you choose to do that for a little while and then you want to come back and be a badass, well, guess what? You can do that too. And have somebody say, you can do that. Stay home. Do your thing. Yes. And when you're ready, let's make it happen. You need a babysitter. You need, you know, what do you need, girl?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I really want to encourage.
Yeah.
You don't have to give up one for the other.
Right.
It's just finding out the right way for you to be able to do both.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not one way to do it. And there's not like, it's just a matter of what works for you. What do you want your life to look like? I love that. I'm so inspired. I wish we had more time to chat, but I will for sure link everything in the liners. I'm going to try to send some people your way. I think you guys are just, I don't know, you got a lot of really cool knowledge to share, and I'm excited that you guys are out here doing it. So thank you for chatting with me.
To share what we're doing with you. So appreciate that.
Yes.
And the best thing is I get to work with Janelle.
Oh.
I love that girl so much.
I love it.
Already said that. Tell people that's my sunshine.
I love it. I love it. Well, you guys keep inspiring people out there, and we're gonna get you guys some more people to come work with you. I'm excited.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
I've Got a Song for That podcast is written, recorded, edited, and produced by yours truly, Lauren Anderson. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. Support me on patreon.com at Lauren Anderson Music. Follow us on all the social platforms at I've Got a Song for That or Lauren Anderson Music. And share the podcast with literally everyone you know. Literally everybody. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see y'all next time.